Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It has this 2016 Orlando, Florida. What's your name, sir?
My name is Evan Bloom.
Now, I happen to know that.
You do.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a long time, and something always happens, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came by.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about this topic. Tell us the name of your company.
The name of my company is Fortress Strategic Communications, and we're a specialized public relations consultancy that focuses on anything risk-related. If a company makes products or solutions that helps someone mitigate their risk profile, we're their voice.
So you work with a lot of security vendors.
Correct.
And this is an interesting topic to me. What I do is agnostic. I'm not really trying to sell a product. I'm trying to educate people.
Right.
And what I find is I come across companies that say, what do you do? Well, I do a show about security. Well, I don't understand that. Well, you know, I do social media. What? Social media? The security business doesn't seem to get that part of it yet. Are you finding this is a challenge?
It is. And Chuck, I just want to read a couple of statistics to you to show you what's out there. The annual demand for U.S. private security services is projected to expand by almost 4.2% to $68 billion through 2019.
$68 billion.
$68 billion. Wow. The annual investment in homeland security and public safety products purchased by U.S. federal agencies is forecast to reach $81 billion by 2020.
Wow.
When you look at those figures, it shows you how big the market is and what a huge amount of opportunities there are for people to capitalize on.
Yeah.
Just like you have walked the showroom floor like I have, you can see the great products and solutions that companies have available.
They have brilliant stuff out
Absolutely.
Here.
The biggest issue that I find in speaking to a number of different companies is they're not investing in public relations. They assume public relations equals marketing equals advertising.
Okay.
And they're missing out on a huge, huge opportunity to get their voice out there in a sustained campaign.
Here's what I find. I work with some, and I don't really know the term. They're either a publicist, they're an ad agency, they're a business manager. There's different sort of people,
right,
different functions, right? And what they try to do is get their client in a magazine. They help get their client at the trade show. But the security business has traditionally not had an access to a market where I can put a commercial for my product on the Channel 7 News at 6 o'clock because they believe it's an industry insider product that a consumer's not going to want. And I walk around here and I go, you know what? Yeah, these are kind of commercial applications, but the people watching TV own the businesses. They're America. They're the one that are participating in these things. And I don't know why the market hasn't shifted that way. Do you have any ideas on that? Why they kind of keep it as an inside, you know, silo?
I think that there is a perception that only people in the industry will need their products.
And or be interested.
Or be interested. The fact of the matter is, you know, you look at things like active shooter detection systems and technology, access and egress technology, etc. People want to know that the facility that they're going into or the school that they're sending their children to has an added level of security and protection. And you know, the only way you're going to reach those people to allay their fears, etc., and to stimulate demand is by going to the man in the street.
Right.
Now, obviously, you know, it's not like selling candy or something soft. You know, looking after one's children in a school environment, whether it's bulletproof glass doors or panic alarm systems, you should be communicating to parents as well, because they might be part of the decision-making process. How does that work? Well, if they watch the mainstream news, there's no reason why, you know, they're not going to go to a headmaster and say, how are you securing my child's day-to-day activities in school?
Exactly.
And that stimulates what we call upward demand.
I think it'd be the first thing they would do. In other words, soccer mom's not going to buy the active shooter software, but they're going to make sure the school does.
Correct.
And if they have the knowledge that exists, they have power to go to the school and say, I want you to look at these products here. Right now, I think the gap is the consumer doesn't know about all this stuff that's amazing and can do all kinds of things. And so, therefore, they don't have a voice.
Correct.
To be an advocate for it. And I think the decision makers are not making a decision sometimes to buy because, well, liability, you know all the reasons, right?
Right.
And in the middle is this consumer that's left out of this whole game.
Right.
The average consumer. I'm going to talk about a commercial.
But right. It's interesting that you say that because, you know, you look at the key decision makers for school districts who from an expenditure perspective, they're not likely to buy the security channel publications, but they may watch mainstream TV. They may pick up.
That's right.
And
that's what's weird about it, right?
And that's where you're going to get your pressure points.
Yeah. Most people I mean, I was fortunate when I worked at the studios that we were involved in research development. We want the best thing. We had the budget for it. So we went to things like this. But, you know, the average business, they can't afford to fly out to Az's and do this show every year a couple times a year. So they're missing out on that. But, yeah, that guy probably watches Fox News or CNN.
Correct.
And if there's a commercial on there about something, he'd call his boss and say, I want to get two of those.
Absolutely. You
know? Yeah. So I don't know if this is because the business tries to keep things proprietary. Sometimes there's that aspect. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that that the industry is not looking at the broader picture, at the bigger decision maker.
Right.
And I think they're also scared, and I say that with in inverted commas, to dip their toes into uncharted waters. Social media cuts across all parameters and all banners. You know, you don't have to subscribe to social media feed. I mean, you can follow hashtags, etc. And so, you know, a lot of the industry publications are subscription only, so you kind of speak to your channel in that. But when you start to venture into social media, it's open to everyone.
Right.
So, you do have the ability to communicate with everyone across the channels. It's just up to the security companies to take the first step. Which brings us to another point. A lot of them are not issues focused from the ability to talk about issues in the media. They're too scared to mount
That's
an issues-oriented campaign.
Yeah, I never thought about that. So, in other words, they're just saying, I have a brand new widget, buy it. They're not tying the widget to something that happened in the news
Correct.
That says this widget would fix that problem.
And when you speak to them and you say, why wouldn't you consider, oh no, we don't want to do that, we're too scared, we don't want to build our success on other people's miseries. Well, I'm sorry to say this, that's what the security industry does. So do doctors in ER rooms, so do lawyers who work for the bad guys, accountants, everyone has to do that. That's part of your sales channel.
You know, it's interesting to say that. I took a business seminar once, and I met some guy, and he was the director of a school where there was a shooting in Virginia. It was a trade tech. It wasn't Virginia Tech. It was a trade school. And
right.
I think they made body shop or paint shop or whatever it was. And years ago, there was a shooting, and he said, you know what? Nobody called me. Not one security company, not one guard company, not one consultant. And I'm running around here with some dead students and a mess. And I had no idea what to do about it. This is before this was that big in the news, right?
Right.
And he says, I wish somebody would call. Now, people in their class raised their hand and said, what you just said. Oh, no, that's bad form. That's bad taste. I would never call somebody right after a shooting. And he says, you guys are crazy. That's when you call, because I need somebody. And I don't think it's bad taste. I think it's, I need something, and you're going to help me. Right? So I think, to your point, that is what people
right.
believe, and I think it's not true.
And if you look at a lawyer who specializes in car accidents and those type of things, you have an accident, they're on you. They're in the ER
exactly.
and they're plying their trade. The security industry can do the same. I mean, there is a good case to be made for responsible messaging,
sure.
etc.
And we don't have to talk, you know, I'm not talking about just because somebody died in a
absolutely.
Security issue. It could just
absolutely.
Be just a general
absolutely.
Safety issue, public safety issue. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And also, one of the other points I wanted to point out is a lot of people just think PR is just about writing. You just hire a PR consultant, all they're going to do is write. Well, you know, if you really want it to be strategic, you can use your PR to help you develop new markets for your new products, services, and solutions and break into it. And I think that's something that also is something that needs to come out is the strategic use of PR as opposed to it being seen as a tactical tool to generate editorial.
I kind of do this intuitively,
right.
and I've built my brand up in about 2 or 3 years just by kind of thinking, you know what, I think that would be funny or interesting. I don't have a plan per se. I just kind of think I have a good feel on the pulse.
Right.
And the other day, I had the number one viewed Instagram photo here at As Is. And all I did was take a picture of me
Absolutely.
In front of the press office and said, press office 314. Yes, they let me in. Yes, they gave me a press pass. No, I didn't need an armed escort. And people thought that was funny, right?
Correct.
And so now when I'm walking around here, people are saying, hey, Chuck, hey, security guy. So people recognize my brand
mm-hmm.
from the Twitter, right? The Twitter, see, from Twitter. from the Tweety.
Yes.
So it's very powerful and it works, right? And my take on it is we don't have to be so serious in security either. We can be poignant. We can be thoughtful. We can be compassionate. We can also be fun. We can be funny. And I think maybe security is so serious they think social media is not serious, right? And social media is what you make it.
Absolutely.
I tend to use humor. That's what gets my people's attention, right? Other people are more serious about it. So I'm with you on that. I think they need to embrace the social media as their best place to start getting the stuff out there. It's really a test ground. It's free.
Absolutely.
Right? So
absolutely.
You know, if you have a bad tweet that goes out, what's going to happen? Is your company going to collapse? No. But you should get out there and try. And tell me what Fortress Communications does to help everybody with that.
Well, we're a full-service public relations consultancy. We focus on the traditional PR. We focus on PR strategy. We offer crisis communications consulting. And we focus predominantly on the small and the medium-sized markets.
Okay.
Anyone that has a product or solution that manages risk, we're their partner. It can be from anything ranging from a firearms company to alarms, active shooter technology, business continuity, disaster recovery. If the product manages your risk profile, we can help.
And I like the fact that you're medium to the small to medium businesses, because
yes,
that's the majority of a lot of these manufacturers out here. They have some super good solutions, and they may be regional. They may be the first guy in the space. It may be the new product.
That's
going to be the big product 10 years from now, right?
Correct. Chuck, wouldn't it be a sad state of affairs if someone out here had one of the world's potentially best products and they don't tell anyone about it? They don't use PR.
I think that happens, by the way.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. Absolutely. Sadly, it does.
Yeah. Evan, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for your time,
Chuck. Glad we could finally make it.
It's a great program. Thank you.
Excellent. Evan Bloom, FortressCommunications.com.
Fortress Strategic Com. The website is FortressComms.com.
FortressComms.com.
ComsPlural.com.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.